Good afternoon. High pressure is keeping it dry and mostly sunny across a large part of interior New York and New England early today. And now clouds will steadily advance from the west as a system shears off into southern Canada. We'll even see a few light sprinkles and perhaps a couple of rain showers out in the western Mohawk Valley and parts of the Adirondacks and into northernmost New York through the afternoon, while the rest of us remain dry with a mix of sun and clouds, and most everyone will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, that next system will continue to slide through the region with mostly cloudy skies, and there is the risk of a few rain showers around as temperatures drop back into the lower 40s. The upper-level energy and front will still be passing by on Tuesday, so we'll keep skies mostly cloudy and still the risk of a few rain showers from time to time and high temperatures in the lower 50s. Behind this system, we'll start to clear it out on Tuesday night, and this will leave us with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with highs back into the mid-40s. The next front will head our way Wednesday night and stall over us on Thursday. A wave of low pressure will ride along the front, and skies will become mostly cloudy with a good chance of rain and snow showers by the end of the day. High temperatures on Thursday will stay in the 40s. In fact, as temperatures drop off on Thursday night, depending on the exact track of this wave of low pressure, some of us could have some snow to deal with Thursday night and early Friday morning, as temperatures will remain close to freezing. Either way, it looks like this fast-moving system will depart early on Friday with a few leftover rain or snow showers and highs in the 30s on Friday and a dry but chilly weekend ahead. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, broad cyclonic flow aloft over the north-central United States will result in some lake-effect rain and snow showers downwind of the Great Lakes as cold air rushes across the relatively warmer waters today. A few inches of snow will be possible across the elevated terrain of northern Michigan. Snow showers are also likely for the northern Rockies as an Alberta Clipper tracks south across the northern plains. Elsewhere across the United States, a relatively uneventful weather pattern is expected to continue through the beginning of the week, with most areas remaining precipitation-free with high pressure in place. Most locations east of the Rockies will have below normal temperatures, except for Florida. Air stagnation will be an issue across interior parts of the Northwest, particularly in sheltered valleys. This will lead to reduced air quality in the early week with no major weather systems expected. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Pembroke Pines and Marathon, both in Florida, to a low of 1 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston sunny, followed by clouds and highs in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with a scattered shower and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low 34. The record high 76 set in 1994 and in 1987, and the record low 17 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m., sunset this evening 4:44 p.m., 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, becoming mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers moving in late tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy with a few showers moving in late tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with the risk of a few passing rain showers, breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny in the mid-40s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Thursday in the mid-40s. A few snow flurries or snow showers Friday in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 30s Saturday. And partly sunny with highs near 40 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.